Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue, of course, with your phone calls. But for those just tuning in, we were talking last hour about this arranged marriage situation. Somebody had called in to bring this up. And I think it's very interesting. Apparently they're marrying five-year-olds over in India.
Well, it's not like it started last week.
Right. No, it's been going on for a long time. And it's just, I don't hear much about this being over here in the United States. So it's very unusual. And I was wondering, you know, what do you think about this? Can somebody defend this? Is there a real reason for it? Is there some sort of pitch?
Didn't I give you the defense of this already?
I'm not asking you, Mark. Okay. You were saying it's about the caste system and that people are trying to move up in the caste system, and that's what they're attempting to do.
Right. Well, your decision-making processes change when you're, you know, living on the side of a river that everybody's taking a crap in. I mean, when you don't have a home, or when you live in a shack, when the clothes that you wear are rags. I mean, you know, people make different decisions. If you can marry off a five-year-old daughter and move from that shack into a real house with a real job. These are realities for people in these other countries.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Tim is listening in Canton, Ohio to WCER. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Good, Tim.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. It doesn't bother me. When you look at India, the culture, our first civilized nation in the world here. It's been around 7,000 or 8,000 years. It's a democracy. They're not in hock to the Rothschild banks like we are, up to $14 trillion. And what freedoms do you really have, sir? You don't have freedom from being spied on, according to the Patriot Act, every email, nope. Every car rental.
I don't think anybody claimed that we were free.
Library books.
Well, what, you don't have any freedoms from having to pay for human abortions here in the U.S., over a million, do you? You have to, if you're paying your taxes, a lot of that money goes for paying for abortions, illegals.
I suppose it beats getting being forced to get an abortion, say, as they had to in China at one point.
Well, what are our five-year-olds in our schools, before we start castigating their other countries? Our five-year-olds are being taught that homosexuality is normal, lesbianism is normal, transvestitism is normal.
Look, I don't agree with public schools, but those things are normal. I mean, what are you talking about?
Normal to who? To what?
Well, if you look at nature, I mean, homosexual behavior exists in nature.
Well, if you want to look at nature, actually, when a male animal goes to attack another animal, the rest of the animals will attack that particular animal. So now we're justifying homosexuality or what?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand what you just said. Can you repeat that?
Kind of weird.
Well, at IU University, there was a study done by zoologists that if a male type, whatever, a rat or something, attacks another male rat, the other animals, the other rats, will actually attack those rats. The homosexual rat.
Wait, I thought we were talking about attacking. Are we talking about attacking, or are we talking about sex?
You're trying to snuff out my conversation here.
Well, you made a claim, and it's kind of hard.
You're trying to skew my conversation here.
Well, I'm really sorry. You made a claim, and we don't think that claim's true. I think that claim...
I see.
Right, it just sounds like you're a bigot to me.
Oh, a bigot?
Yeah,
no.
That's what it sounds
like. First of all, you're not gay. When my kids are all kicking the football out in the yard, they're having a gay time. If you want to sleep in bed with another man, you have a psychological sexual problem there.
Boy, I wish Dale was on the show tonight.
No, wait a minute. See, it shows what cowards you guys are.
Psychologists did use
cowards. Now you're afraid of homosexuals.
No, we're not.
You're afraid of homosexuals.
What are you talking
about?
We accept homosexuals. We're not afraid of them.
Why? Because you're a coward. You have to. You'd be out in the park.
I have the strength to say that this is okay.
You wouldn't be in a radio station. See?
Do you want to have a conversation, or do you just want to yammer on? I'm sorry, JJ, what did you say?
No, yammer. No, I want to know, are you attacking...
Yeah. Here's the point that this guy, it, cowards because we accept the fact that homosexuality is a part
it's
of
sick, it's
everyday
perverted.
Life.
We're cowards because we don't attack homosexuals.
Right.
Oh, attack.
I think.
Who's being attacked, sir?
Why are you so angry at homosexuals? What about them has upset
you?
I
don't want my 5-year-old or other people's 5-year-olds to be taught that perversion is normal. Two men laying in bed is normal.
Well,
that's sick.
They're taught to pay taxes, aren't they? I mean, isn't that perversion?
Paying taxes. Do you know how much we spent last year on AIDS? $20 billion.
And
$20 billion.
And
I
think AIDS is
you.
A homosexual disease? Because that's really not backed up by science.
Oh, yeah, it is a homosexual disease.
There's a lot of straight people who got AIDS.
No, not straight. Normal, sir.
All right,
stop
whatever, man.
Screwball perverted homosexual lexicon.
Well, okay, so
what
is whatever
terminology
can we rewind
want?
For just a moment? Tone
rewind.
Down the hate, tone
no,
down the anger
no
for just
hate,
a moment.
No, there's no hate.
You sound very angry
speech.
To me, sir.
And
just
no,
tone it down for one moment here, okay? And I
want
to go back real quick. To your claim that it's unnatural, okay? There's evidence of homosexual activity in other parts of nature beyond the human species. There's homosexual activity out there, and your response to that was that rats attack one another, and so therefore they attack each other. It didn't make any sense. Do
yes,
you acknowledge that homosexual activity
world,
happens outside of the human species?
In the animal world, where are there homosexual animals?
There were those two penguins that lived together in the zoo in Germany.
I've just told
you,
there's plenty of evidence of this. There's plenty of evidence of animals.
You just correlated it with rats. What difference does it make? You picked rats, I picked penguins.
I told you what happens in the animal world.
You
when animals
rats,
are homosexual.
You picked
one study.
Jump, it doesn't matter. A
you
rat,
picked one
a
study from the IU, whatever, and now you're holding that study up as if it's the Holy Grail.
You know, no other animals wear Hawaiian shirts either, and I think that you've got the freedom to wear a Hawaiian shirt. If you want to be a homosexual, I think you've got the freedom to do that. I wouldn't
so
do anything to you.
When you acquire AIDS, who has to pay for it? I do, the normal human.
Why,
the man
why,
that has a wife.
Not if,
why do
not
I
if
have
some,
to pay
not if a person
you?
Has enough money, they don't.
Oh,
you have to wait
do?
Until
you
they're
have
completely impoverished.
$200,000?
You're just grandstanding.
You know
Let me finish my conversation.
There's this guy's
okay.
gone.
You don't have to pay for my AIDS if I still have money. If I become impoverished because I've spent all my money, then yes, that's when the government programs kick in. But I get to choose whether or not I take that program to that those government programs, and I may choose not to.
Man, jump in bed,
he's
you're gonna wind
talking.
Up with AIDS.
All right, thanks for the call. You don't want to have a conversation. The only reason why he wasn't talking there is because the board op had turned him down.
I didn't realize
right.
that.
He just continues just talking. And I don't know what's wrong with people like him. I don't know. Maybe he just has fantasies secretly about having a penis in his mouth, but you know, and he doesn't want to admit it.
It does tend to be the in the politician and the preacher world, the ones that that holler the loudest do tend to be the ones that get caught.
Yep, that's what I think
I
about
know.
That. So
I'm not going to make that claim for the guy, but
look, you want a good example? My ex-girlfriend has cats at her house. They're both male, and they do homosexual things with one another. It exists. It's natural because people, they don't choose, most of them don't choose to be gay. Go and talk to some gay people. I doubt you've ever done it, dude. But try talking to them. I know you don't think they're humans or there's something wrong with them, but if you actually have a conversation with them, they'll tell you that when they were younger, they found themselves attracted to people of the same gender. They were told that it was wrong, many of them, and so they hid that. And they felt ashamed about it, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong, and it doesn't mean that it's unnatural. And the idea that we're cowards because we won't attack gay people, because we won't lash out at them?
Right. I'm so much of a coward that I don't even realize that I want to lash out at gay people. That's
wow.
the level of cowardness that you hear in me. I don't even know. I don't even feel any animosity towards them. I'm so cowardly.
Well, I think this the part of it, you know, obviously this guy was totally full of hatred towards whatever, and I think that's something within himself. Obviously, this is a problem within him that he needs
Absolutely.
To correct. Something within him is making him very angry. Maybe it's his socioeconomic situation, his living conditions, maybe the fact that he has a gay brother or whatever, or his own thoughts. But this is clearly a disturbed person.
One of the saddest, most bigoted calls I think we've heard on this program. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How about try love? How about try acceptance?
There you go.
Understanding?
And at least ignore people that are doing things you don't like.
They're human beings, and they've got feelings just like you do. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Those website features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you are welcome to access it over at n.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. That's n as in mobile .freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening in less than 2 weeks, June 20th. through the 26th. Actually, that's more like 11 days from now. And it's going to be happening at Rogers Campground, same place as last year. Beautiful location, the White Mountains of New Hampshire in northern New Hampshire. It's absolutely spectacular. The view is awesome. But the people are the real reason to go, to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who, from what I can tell, tend to not be bigoted. They tend to be very accepting towards others who may have divergent belief systems. There are Christians who will attend. There are atheists who will attend. There are all kinds of spiritual folks who will attend. To people of different belief systems all coming together for an entire week of fun, the 20th through the 26th, and for fellowship and socializing and partying and family fun activities and musical performances and games and all kinds of stuff going on. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event, to learn what's happening. JJ's putting together the musical itinerary, as I understand
That's right. Just talk to Jordan Page today. He'll be there on Saturday to play.
That's a big deal, right?
His name is all over the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, so he'll be there.
Josh Noon?
Josh Noon will be there,
exciting.
Definitely.
I love Josh Noon. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's playing there on Saturday, so it'll be really good times.
And a karaoke contest, from what I understand.
What about Varen Swearingen and his little jazz
not,
quartet
no,
thing?
They're not. No,
not this year.
Not this year.
But there's all kinds. There's more bands this year than there was last year. So
lots.
Isn't that true?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, 20, by a multiple.
Yeah, there's 20-some bands.
There's going to be a rave party, I think, on Saturday night as well, or Friday night. I'm not sure which night. The dance party.
Yeah.
So you can go to porkfest.com, get registered there, save 20% on your registration, which by itself is cheap anyway. It's $30 registration for the entire week. Now, of course, paying for camping is going to cost you extra on top of that, but there's ways you can split campsites with other folks, and there are ride shares available, so you don't have to drive up by yourself either. So go to porkfest.com. You can learn more about all that there and get registered. Use our discount code to save 20% on the registration. Our code is FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word with no spaces. FreeTalkLive, porkfest.com. We will see you there because FreeTalkLive is broadcasting live from the event all week long. PORCFEST.com. Let's talk to Justin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Justin.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the last caller who called in, who was kind of ranting and raving about gay people and AIDS and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, you know, it seems interesting to me that people who call in, and now, to be quite honest, in some ways I agree with him, not quite as extreme and in the same way as him. I, for myself, it's a religious thing, it's my belief that it's wrong. Now, I'm not going to go out and try to go through a whole bunch of scientific research and try to explain it and rant and rave and say we should all attack people and go crazy. That's my belief, you know?
Well, here's one thing I wonder about the religious aspect of it. And, you know, I was raised in a Christian family. I did the whole I taught Sunday school, did the Bible school thing, went to a Christian school. And there's lots and lots of prohibitions in the Bible. But the modern Christian church makes a huge deal, it seems to me, and I'm not saying that every Christian church, just sort of from a conglomeration aspect, make a big deal about this homosexuality thing. Does your wife run around without a covering on her head?
Well, I'm actually not married right now. But,
would you wear a woman so brazen and bold to run around with makeup without a covering on her head like a harlot?
Well... you know, you look at that sort of thing, and there's a difference between Old Testament and New Testament.
That's New Testament, my friend. That's New Testament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still practice a lot of the Old Testament traditions in the New Testament.
Sure.
I'm not going to sit here and try to...
Jesus said to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and he said to love your neighbor as yourself, and that those were the only two commandments. And boo-fooing your friend doesn't fall in that area.
Well, you know, he said those are the most important things, but he didn't say you could dismiss everything else.
Jesus hates gay people, you're right.
There were a lot of Old Testament commandments that were overridden by Jesus coming. There were a lot of laws, and the sacrificial laws specifically, in the Old Testament times that they had to follow. And things changed because Jesus came and he sacrificed himself as the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay, so where do you want to take it? I know the whole gospel. We're not going to convert anybody today.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. That's how I believe, and that's the reason I kind of agree with him in that way.
Well, Justin, you're not frothing at the mouth, so I think we can actually have a conversation with you. There was one thing that I agreed with the last guy on, and that is that he shouldn't be forced to pay for things he doesn't want to pay for. He shouldn't be forced to pay for abortions or hospital visits or whatever the heck it is. I agree with that. I think the government should butt the heck out, and there shouldn't be any taxes. That way, that guy couldn't be upset about that, at least that aspect of it. But so, tell me a little more about your religious belief system. You said that being gay is wrong. Is it something that you're going to go to hell?
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe that a person could be saved from anything, but I believe that, that's what I
believe. So if somebody is growing up and they feel, you know, they're in elementary school and they feel attracted to someone of the same gender, and they feel like they just are not interested in the opposite sex. They're interested only by nature in somebody of the same gender. You're saying that by acting out on those natural impulses, which presumably would have been placed there by God if it's natural, by acting out on that, that they are going to burn for all eternity?
Well, here's the thing, it's not natural to act out on that. I mean, you know, people have all kinds
of
crazy
thoughts. Yes, it is, because it's natural. No. It is.
Well, let's take it as a given, Justin. Let's back up for just 1 second. Let's assume that the Bible came, in fact, from the Greek folks who used to do little boys, right? I mean, this is a fact about Greek culture. It's undeniable. Let's say that the Bible rose from that, not from Judaism, and that, in fact, you have your natural urges for women, but the Bible said that that was an act unbecoming of a good person until they were in sort of the Marian age, and then once they got old enough, then they could go back to little boys again. This is how their culture worked. Would you be an evil person at that point for choosing to go towards your natural instincts?
Well, let me explain quickly what reason I said that it's not natural is it's a spiritual thing. It's a demonic spirit that takes over.
This is the 21st century, man.
You sound like a lunatic now.
This is the problem I have with Jesus. God came in flesh, and instead of telling people to wash their hands after they go poo-poo, and they're telling them about bacteria and viruses, which are a fact, he drove demons and put them in pigs. This is the reason that I find this religion to be so abhorrent, but it causes normal, sane people to assume that there's flittering bad guys running around in the invisible world.
You've had demons inside you since you were born, son. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
God love them. This is just how I believed this at one point.
You thought it was natural, but it's just a demon inside
you. I never believed it.
1-800-259-9231.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found file from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled, nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I'm still amused by the whole demons comment. We'll get back into that here in a moment.
I'm so angry, and I'm sorry.
Hold on. We'll get back into it here in a moment.
I try to treat people with respect.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. Also, you can join us on our website where we've got a lot of features there. The bulletin board system is one of them. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free, of course, like the rest of our site, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is one of the new ones. It's a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. Its compact has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The LC9 is the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you, Ruger.com.
Demons! Demons!
Okay. Let me just say this before you guys go crazy. If anybody comes to me and talks about flying things in the sky, whether it be angels mm-hmm. or demons, mm-hmm. I'm going to think you're crazy, okay?
Do you think that they're crazy if they just believe in God? Like their explanation for the creation of the world, that there are some things that are unexplained, that in the cracks, they fill those cracks
if,
of
if,
science
if
with
they
God.
Restrict their crazy to just God... That's acceptable.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing instead is, I don't know. And I'm just using this as a placeholder for that answer.
I am in awe of the universe, and I choose to call that awe God. I believe, you know, I like that. I like it.
Well, for being a benevolent and nice guy, he sure makes people kill a lot of other people of the time.
I believe God created humans with real free will.
Sure.
And so therefore,
I'm talking about some scripture that riles someone up and says, well, I have to hate gay people, as an example. Or the Moors, or, you know, whoever it is that we're fighting, you know, whatever the...
I think the scriptures are written interpretations of God as those people who wrote them understood him, the revelations that they received about God. I've certainly had moments where I felt like things were revealed to me.
Well, didn't
I wrote those things down?
No. Wait, let's back up a second. You said scriptures written by people who were talking about God. Now, why did they give the crazy people the pens? I'm sure there were some sane people that could have put some more thoughtful writing styles. Something.
I don't know that these people were in all crazy. There's certainly some of them were. I think Elisha lived in the woods and had ravens.
I'm talking is more like the
John the Baptist.
The whole the bipolar thing of where I'm going to contradict myself 72 times in this one passage. And I'm going to tell you to do this, and then I'm going to tell you it's not okay to do that. I mean, just stuff like that. That's crazy.
But the Bible was written by several, many, many different people. And they say 67, but I think that was even larger than that over time. You got to look at these laws that came through Leviticus and Deuteronomy. These things were passed down and they worked on by high priests and kings and judges throughout the years. So, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people that were, in fact, had influence on the written scripture. But the idea that we would use what at earliest is a 2,000-year-old book to interpret the world, to me, is absolute insanity. An entity, a loving, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present entity that...
That's what a demon would say, though, Mark.
Right. It gives me the only information that I have about the spiritual world in which rests my eternal salvation is this old book that I find to be full of flaws and contradictions.
How do they know the demons didn't write the book?
Yeah, ooh.
It's written by God.
Ah.
My mama told me it was written by God.
What if she was a demon?
Right? Oh!
She was filled with demons.
She was possessed
demons
with you at one point.
Everywhere. This is the place. I mean, 400 years ago, they burned witches. I mean, are there people... the fact is, if you believe in demons today, you were willing to burn witches 400 years ago.
Probably
You're true. Just that nuts, as far as I'm concerned.
So, okay, let me go back real quick here before we continue with your calls, just to focus on one other thing that Justin had said there listening in Indy. I had made the assertion that homosexuality is natural because all the gay people I've ever known have told me they've been gay from day one, that they've always been attracted to people of the same sex. It was not some sort of conscious decision they made. Oh, I'd really like to be ostracized by most of society, and so I'm going to start loving
men. Also want to make sure that I only have just a few people to choose from, 5% of the population as opposed
for potential
to
mate.
50% of the population for a potential mate. Yeah, I want to cut my numbers down like that.
Right. So it's a completely natural thing to me. And his explanation for that was, well, it's demons. So, they have been possessed by a demon, and that's why it feels natural to them, because they're actually, there's a demon inside them. So if the Christian belief system is that one has a soul and it is either to be saved or not, and you are to, find Jesus and, do whatever it is the church says you're supposed to do, whatever doctrine they believe, in order so you can avoid some sort of fiery pit of hell and torture for all eternity, and that you can go off to this heavenly place. If that's true, that is their belief system, then that's not very fair, is it? The idea that somebody would be born with a demon in them, or like they're born in the
original sin, that whole idea?
Then a demon comes into them, and if the demon is in you and it feels natural to be gay, then how in the world are they supposed to have a chance at getting saved? How in the world are they supposed to have a chance in hell of actually avoiding this eternity in fire?
I assume that for some gay people, the idea of straight sex is just as disgusting as gay sex seems to me. So can you imagine a religion that we were raised in that in fact said that straight sex is what is reprehensible and that gay sex was the only kind? I would not want to live in that world. What am I supposed to do with that religion?
Right. So it doesn't matter that the gay people are, you know, the ones that I've known, I'm sure there are gay people that do bad things out there, but the ones that I've known have been very nice folks, and they've been very caring, and they've been people who are concerned about the community, and they, you know, in many cases adopt children if they can, and they try to make the world around them a better place. All of these things don't matter. They've got a demon inside them, and so therefore they're going to hell. So what... The soul of that individual is just pretty much damned to hell from the very beginning. They didn't even really have a chance unless
But all of our souls, according to this messed up sort of guilt-ridden religion, all of our souls are delivered to hell. There is no sin that's going to deliver you to hell except for not believing this stupid old 2,000-year-old book. Anything else is forgiven. God will take you into his loving arms for all eternity, and you can sing choir practice with the angels for the rest of your life instead of burning in hell in the worst kind of torture for eternity, as long as you're willing to believe that God sent himself, who was his son, down so that he could kill himself, which was him, on the cross, and then come back 3 days later as zombie him and take back the rest of the world all to heaven within his lifetime. He said it within the lifetime of people that were alive right then, and it didn't happen. But it's okay because it's true. God said it.
Hallelujah.
Let's talk to Matt Mar calling from Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Hello, Mar. Mar? A strange name. Maybe I got the wrong name. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Matt.
Matt. Not Mar. Matt. Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, giving a little rebuttal to the last guy from India that called. I belong to a Lutheran church. We're all-inclusive. We don't care if you're gay or not. Everyone's welcome. As far as we can tell, Christ welcomed everybody.
Yeah.
I when you read the Bible as a rule, you know, it really is what is meant. I mean, God didn't want you to be promiscuous as a heterosexual or a gay person. He wanted you to be in a committed relationship.
Wow,
you know?
You're a completely reasonable individual. Thank you for that.
Well, I mean, that's what he wanted. I mean, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you sure you're not a demon?
I'm 100% sure. But what we have here is most of these people have never taken the time to really study the Bible, study how the Bible was written, what was going on when it was written, who wrote it. You know, they hear half the sermon in church. They hear tidbits on the History Channel. They formulate an opinion based on their own biases. And they don't take time to really understand what God is saying. I think you coined it best when you said, Jesus said, love God with all your heart, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Bam, there you go.
Yeah,
simple.
I can live with that religion. I think that one's awesome. I wish that people followed it.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call and the thoughts. You really brought a refreshing Christian perspective to this.
Yeah, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Nice to know there are people out there like him. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. If you dial in toll free, the number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website again. And if you want to help us out a little bit, the website free, you can send us a few bucks to cover the cost, because, you know, it's free for you, but it still costs us money to run it. So if you want to help us out with that, there are ways for you to do it. One of them is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can join up for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom
and demons.
New demons. So, yeah, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can help us out with that. And you get perks, too, by the way. You get access to the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only forum, the Amp-only podcast. Go get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our secure site over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your call, Zachary is in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zachary. Zachary in Mississippi. Hello. Hello, I hear somebody. Going once? Zach? Going twice? There's an open line there. Who's on the line right now? Just say hello if you're on hold. Okay. Well, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Maybe he fell asleep.
Or maybe could happen.
Demons got him.
Yeah, demon got him. That's how they get you.
1-800.
Leave that open phone line and they can slip right into your brain through your ear.
That's right. That's what my mama told me.
The demons work for AT&T.
Didn't it used to be that if you didn't cover your mouth when you coughed, that the demons would like fly into somebody else's?
You got to paint your door certain colors and hang little things.
It don't matter because we've all had our souls stolen by that picture machine. And they've taken them photographs. We ain't got nothing left to lose.
That's another one that they believe.
The
That's
Puritans
right.
believe the demons lived in the forest. Cultures believe that demons are the explanation for all kinds of things they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the understanding. Humans are capable of terrible, terrible atrocities. They're
That's
not
right.
demons. It's just people. Primates. Living and breathing here on the planet and willing to do other things to other primates because they have not come to grips with reality in their souls of what the cause of their actions are. Why? Because they're willing to blame their actions on demons, for one.
Yeah, they don't understand that by hurting other people, they're actually just hurting themselves because we're all connected at some level, some sort of molecular quantum level.
There's a point. It's the point I'd like to make is the evolved mind finds a path to peace. Because it's through peace that you will have all your productive growth. Anytime you have enlightenment or growth or any sort of improvement, it comes from a positive angle. Okay, it comes from peace. You can't have growth in the midst of destruction.
Of course not.
Or anything to that effect.
Right, there's no stability.
Right, exactly. So the evolved mind knows I want to make myself better. My entire goal of existence is to improve myself or to be smarter, to be faster, to be stronger, whatever it is. The evolved mind finds a path to peace because it knows that the productive measures will be more effective right there than in the destructive anger and chaos that it could pursue.
That is an excellent message. Let's continue with your calls. Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Bill.
I've been listening to you guys here for about 15, 20 minutes, and
yes.
I'm sorry to say you guys are destroying the Bible. I know you evidently don't believe none of it, or what?
I believe some of it, but
you pick out what you want, huh?
Well, I think that the whole Bible is the whole holy book, and I was taught that it is the true, unerring word of God, every dot and every tittle. Therefore, parts of it are the word of God, as well as the whole is the word of God, right?
The part you want to pick out.
Well, that's the part.
No,
that's what everybody does. That's just what the people that say that homosexuality is bad do.
Yeah.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah. Homosexuals are not. Jesus died for homosexuals. He didn't. He nowhere said he hated homosexuals. He said he hated homosexuality.
Okay.
And what about drunkards? People get drunk.
Yeah, people do.
The Bible condemns that, don't it?
I think it does in places, but I mean Jesus
does.
Also served people wine.
Didn't he turn water into wine?
And isn't drunkenness is kind of this?
Did it say anything about the people being drunk?
They weren't, but I think the drunkenness.
That happens when you drink wine, dude.
What is drunkenness?
No.
I mean, is drunkenness a small state of mind alteration, or is it a large state of mind alteration?
It's being under the influence. You know what it is.
No, I don't. I really don't.
No, you don't think being under the influence of something. What are you supposed to be under the influence of? The Holy Spirit.
How much is under the influence? Hold on. If you drink one beer and you feel a little tipsy, does that make it so you're drunk? Are you under the influence if you've had any alcohol?
Well, that's a good reason not to drink it then.
There you go.
So
don't drink alcohol.
So you're
go to hell.
You're a teetotaler then. You don't drink any alcohol.
You're missing the point. That's not what I said.
I just want a point of clarification. You do not drink alcohol, sir.
You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm trying to understand.
I'm asking
Listen.
Do you drink alcohol?
No.
Okay.
But when I become a Christian, I quit drinking alcohol.
All right. Well, that's good.
I also quit smoking.
Do Christians who drink alcohol go to hell?
A drunkard will.
Just find drunkard, please.
Right, nobody will.
That's a person that's addicted to alcohol.
God decides what a drunkard is, Ian.
If I'm having one drink per night, is that an addiction?
Well, one drink a night? No, that's not an addiction, I don't think. But is it something you have to have? Is it a good example for your kids? You got kids? I don't know if you do or not.
I do.
Okay. You want to set a good example for them, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. So...
I don't think I drink alcohol, and I don't have a problem with drinking alcohol in front of my son.
How about pot smoking?
Yeah, well,
how about
that's
pot?
That's a mind-altering thing too, so you know that.
So is any pot smoking, is that acceptable?
Really? God did not address pot smoking.
I don't think so.
No,
that's because he says so.
It
doesn't have any biblical basis for us. And you're not allowed
to
take a piece of scripture out of context because you have to take the whole word at once.
Can I eat pot? Can I eat it?
Have you read, read like 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
I'm not going to read that crap.
No.
It's
intolerable
to me.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Bill, can I eat some pot? If it's smoking, it's bad. Can I eat it instead?
Well, if that won't alter your mind, I don't think.
You don't know. Yes, it absolutely will. Yeah, it'll completely alter your consciousness.
There's bad plants.
Why would God put something on the earth for the purpose of altering one's consciousness?
Well,
temptation.
I never heard of marijuana. If you eat it, that it would
alter your mind. It is true, sir.
I'm telling you that that's the case. You can take that to God and cash it in the Holy Spirit's bank.
Now,
if you eat pot, you'll get this weird kind of stoned.
Just point of clarification: do animals go to heaven or hell?
The Bible's not really clear.
I'm just asking. What do you
believe? It's not really clear on eating pot either.
What do you believe?
Well, I think God has a place for them. The universe out there, there's no end to it, so He has plenty of room for them, don't He?
That's an interesting answer. So, but
do you
what
think
about
their souls will be beneath ours in sort of the ranking in heaven? Do you think that my goldfish, because I miss Lucky. Lucky had one eye.
that's not too lucky.
You know in the Bible, though, goldfish and dogs and cats is never put on the level with human beings. Human beings have a thought pattern. We can make choices like the homosexual.
My cat makes choices. My dog made choices.
They can make a choice, right?
Huh?
They can make choices.
They absolutely can make choices. And so the point I would like to make here, sir, is that in nature, animals will inebriate themselves. They will come. They will eat rotting fruit. Deer will eat marijuana buds off of a marijuana plant. Yeah. Animals will take chemicals in the woods for the purpose.
They do things by instinct.
It's all instinct to you, isn't it?
Well, don't you think so?
No, it's a choice. They like it, so they do it. What do you think cats like catnip for? They like it because they get high off of it.
If you don't talk to your cat about catnip, who will?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Catnip is the devil.
They are choosing.
You know, this is the kind of backward thinking. I read a book recently. It said that, in fact, that the Christian religion back in the 14th and 13th centuries believed that cats were in league with the devil, so they went around killing cats. Remember, these weren't house pets at the time. They were mostly just, outdoor animals.
Right. Rodent killers.
And as a result, they killed the cats. The rats propagated. The rats' fleas had black plague. Christianity wiped out one-third of the Western world.
Yes.
Christians will never accept that.
Yeah, you know, if the Bible would just stay as like an Aesop's fable sort of thing where it has a moral to the end of the story, but it's just this bedtime thing, well, you're going to learn something, son, but, you know, it's just a story.
1-800-259-9231. I'm hoping I come across a nice pot brownie when I'm at Porkfest. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
Demon-filled pot brownie.
Hour 3's next. You take a troll. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.